With KEDM News, I'm Bob Lennox. Area residents have the chance to comment on a revised proposal for a fourth Washita River Bridge connecting Monroe and West Monroe. The Department of Transportation and Development hosts an open house today at 5 p.m. at Monroe City Hall's Council Chambers. Visitors can view maps of the potential route and ask questions about the project. Construction of a fourth bridge crossing the Washita River would connect between Highway 143 on the west side of the river and U.S. 165 on the east. This week is National Teen Driver Safety Week, and the Louisiana Highway Safety Commission is urging parents to set rules for teens before they hit the road. Lieutenant Colonel John LeBlanc says the fatal crash rate for Louisiana drivers age 18 to 20 alone was nearly twice as high as the average crash rate of all drivers in the state.
And according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, motor vehicle crashes are the number one killers of 14 to 18-year-olds in the United States.
LeBlanc says, according to a recent survey, only one in four parents had talked seriously with their teens about what it meant to be a safe driver. He says if more parents got involved, the crash rate for teens would not be so high.
National Highway Traffic Safety Administration offers five drive rules. One of them is no cell phones while driving, no extra passengers, no speeding, no alcohol, and no driving or riding without a seatbelt, either in the front or the back.
LeBlanc maintains nobody has more of an impact on children than their parents. Louisiana's health department says it will seek law changes to stop billing sexual assault victims for exams and tests. The announcement Monday from the Department of Health and Hospitals was a response to criticism from victims' advocacy groups and lawmakers when they learned that women who have been raped were being billed for treatment. The law changes will be proposed in the legislative session that begins in April. The health department's plan will ban billing of treatment charges to the victim and let hospitals directly seek reimbursement from the Crime Victims Reparation Board. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies this afternoon, the high in the low 80s. Mostly clear skies this evening, with the low in the mid-50s. Sunshine continues across the area tomorrow, with a high in the upper 70s.